Welcome to Conspiracy or Classified, the podcast where we dive deep into the shadows of conspiracy theories. I'm your host, Malik Mundy, and I will be guiding you through the web of mysteries that are surrounding us. Join us each week as we unravel threads of secrecy, exploring the unknown stories that challenge the mainstream narrative. Open your mind, question everything, and let's explore these uncharted territories together.
And I'm your co-host, James Noble.
And today, our discussion is going to be around COVID-19. James, how we doing today?
Great. You know,
yep,
coming off of spring break, feeling rejuvenated.
Good weather. Glad to be back. Since things are so good and, you know, going so great, you know, about to graduate in the next few months.
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit. We're going to go back to about 2019, and we're going to kind of take me through how you felt about COVID-19 and I guess how it affected you a little.
All right, so I've arrived on campus the fall of 2019, and we played through that first season, and, you know, things didn't go as well, blah, blah, blah. Then we're coming, it was the, we're going into spring ball, which normally starts around, some folks say February, March, late February, March.
Right.
And then boom, COVID hit. So, COVID hit, but everybody just kind of went crazy about it because all the cases and all the folks getting sick and what it did to you. And
then you really didn't but know a lot if of you folks, had it.
Yeah, we was getting.
So it's kind of scary.
Everybody, you didn't have that much information on it. So it really, you couldn't tell how to stop it, on what caused it. Like, you, it just.
Kind of Russian roulette out
almost,
here every
yeah,
day.
Russian roulette. It's almost like a thing that. Wrong place, wrong timing type thing. That's really what it was. Me at first, I still kind of never believed it.
When you say believed it, what do you mean by that? Like, believe that it was a virus, or believe that the sickness that you get from it, basically the effect, do you not believe the effects were as detrimental, or that it wasn't a virus? Or neither.
I believe it was something that we've already encountered, if that makes sense.
Like the flu.
The flu or colds or, you know.
And then around
pneumonia,
that time.
Yeah, some stuff like that. Like,
and then around that time, I mean, it was almost flu season. I mean.
Yeah, so I'm like, in my opinion.
October of 2019.
Because I want to say. One of my guys, my close friends, got it. He said he had it. I mean, but he was put up in his room, you know, this and the third. And then a couple weeks later, I quote-unquote had it. But it was nothing really wrong with me. The only thing I really couldn't do was taste or smell anything.
Yeah, that's what my OG, my pops, he said that he had got it. He didn't have no symptoms. He just couldn't really
so,
taste
with, but with that, with me not having no taste and smell, it kind of took away my appetite, because what am I eating for if I can't taste it or smell it? You feel me? Like, it wasn't
chewing.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit here and be chewing nothing on nothing for real. So I just didn't eat, and you feel me? But I don't feel like, I just feel like it was something that we already encountered. Maybe it would have been a little stronger, but I don't know. It's just crazy how that affected us that long. And now you don't hear about it as much.
Right. So, you know, well, this is the part of the podcast where I give my opinion on some fact-based research that I have. To begin with it, I don't believe that this virus was a natural virus that came from the environment.
Yep.
I believe that this virus was, I know that this virus, it was genetically created with the SARS virus and some other cells, and basically they gave you sounds crazy. Basically, it's a disease that you get, and it's almost like SARS, but it's engineered to affect certain people differently. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, they're allegedly, you know, higher ups, gatekeepers. They are no Illuminati. They performed a high level pandemic exercise October 18th, 2019. And it was called Event 201. Event 201 was a 3.5 hour pandemic tabletop exercise that stimulated a series of dramatic scenario-based facilitated discussions. It was confronting difficult and true-to-life dilemmas associated with a hypothetical but scientifically plausible pandemic. There were 15 businesses, governments, and public health officials who were playing lead roles in the simulation exercise to basically how to resolve this real world problem that could occur. Mm-hmm. Again, I told you that they did the event October 18, 2019. Was that about a year before COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the purpose of this, it says that the world was seeing a growth of epidemic events amounting to approximately 200 a year, and they're increasing. So the scenario, so basically how they portrayed it, how they gave it to us, was that event 201 was an outbreak for like, would they say it came from a bat?
Said it came from a bat across the country. Not across the country, across the world.
Like a Chinese bat or something?
Yeah, they just
and
like.
And then they said the swine flu came from the pig. It's just like, I mean, I don't know much about the swine flu, but I mean, if I'm going off of this one, it's just like y'all just giving animals fake diseases to give to us. But basically the pathogen, it was disease and it was made up of SARS and it was transmittable from human to human. In their study, it says that the disease starts from a pig in Brazil. The irony, right? Mm-hmm. We just said swine flu. But then quietly, it starts to spread more rapidly. And it spreads efficiently from person to person in densely packed neighborhoods and low-income houses. It first was exported by air travel to Portugal, the United States and China, and many other countries. Although that they were able to control it, it still was able to spread. There was new reintroductions. Different people getting it, I guess. At the time, there was no possibility for vaccination available in the first year. So, I'm going to continue reading this. But basically, if in this scenario of Event 201, they're giving you exactly what's about to happen to you. It's called predictive programming. They're going to set you up for something, and you don't even know it yet. Like they've been drilling you and drilling you and drilling you on things. And then eventually it comes true. And then you don't even have a response to it because you're so used to seeing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the scenario ends at an 18 month period with 65 million deaths. Let me look it up. I wonder how many deaths COVID caused. So the scenario ends with an 18-month period of 65 million deaths.
65 million?
Yeah.
Because right now see something. It say it's been, the cases has been, because it was last updated by today,
mm-hmm.
says it had 704 million cases with 7 million died, a little over 7 million died.
Yep, that's what I'm seeing too. And so, I mean, if they're,
and the folks, well, I know a little bit of everybody died, but it was really affecting the elderly and, you know, killing them off.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's sad and everything. And, you know, all condolences to that, but I feel like some folks with health issues already, they made it no better. You feel what I'm saying? Like it.
Yeah, like if it wasn't COVID-19 that took them out, it would have been the flu. Respectfully speaking, like no wish death on anybody, but like if it was just the flu going around and they're elderly people, eventually their time's gonna come. Mm-hmm. Everybody's time's gonna. The only thing guaranteed in this life is death. So eventually it was gonna come. But when you look at the population of people in America, the population has risen so much since 2000. Over the last 20 years, it's roughly a 1% change every single year, a 1%, 1.25 increase. Since 2019, In 2019, the world population was 7,764,951,032. And that was in 2019. But now the population, it's been increasing steadily by 1%. And since 2019, it's been almost 1%. Just show us right below. We got 89, 88, 83, you know, just right in there. And so my idea of COVID-19 is population control. And here's my, it's a wild theory, man, but I just got to get it out because I've been on COVID since its initial, you know what I'm saying, initial release, come out, whatever we're talking about. I believe that it was population control because, what'd they do? Tuskegee experiments. Mm-hmm. Whenever they give black people syphilis, mm-hmm. and they basically killed them. Initially, that was what makes black people scared to go to the doctor, because you don't know if they're taking care of you or trying to get rid of you. And that's just from the past. And so moving forward, teen parenthood's at an all-time high. There's, I don't want to say there's too many people in the world, because there's enough world out here for everybody, but there's too many people in this world and they're trying to get rid of the population. And so if I had to guesstimate, 70% of the world got the vaccine. Me personally, I didn't get the vaccine. I never had COVID. I believe that you attract what your thoughts are. So if you think about getting sick and you think about getting COVID, then
fuck around and get it.
You're going to fuck around and get it. But my brother, it's a true story. My brother, he was having a son during COVID, and the wife had got, she got the jab, she got the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And you know, the wife, she's a healthy person. She didn't really do anything. She was a good mom, I guess, but she just got the vaccine. And she lost her kid, I lost my nephew. He had half a heart and one lung, it was a rare birth defect, but I feel like it came from COVID-19 because my brother, this year he tried to have another kid, and again another miscarriage. And I'm thinking, like, one, the vaccine kills people, and then two, it messes with the reproductive organs in a woman to where you can't have kids, or if you do have a kid, something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it like, I'm trying to kind of make it make sense. Like, it messes with their reproductive organs and it could kill the baby before the baby's even born, or the baby's lifespan wouldn't be as long. I mean, I just have two experiences where my brothers try to have kids and the wife and them had the shot and then a miscarriage. But also, with this COVID thing, you know, black people, African-American people, we come from the stars. And so we got like, is it esoteric? Like we are like esoteric beings. Like we got alien DNA. And then like basically some of the things that produce the COVID-19, exactly, it was intended for us, but our body's cells and the way that we're developed, it couldn't affect us the way that it would affect white people. Because they say white people have like dog in them, like canine dog in them. Coming from the Caucasus Mountains, I believe. If that's incorrect, I'm sorry. But yeah, and I feel like this was a ploy to go out and get rid of more black people, to unpack the tightly knitted neighborhoods, get rid of some people, and then instill fear. Like if you're scared, you won't go do nothing. Like during COVID, I know millions of people that didn't go to work, didn't work out, didn't step outside, didn't go to the grocery store, overbought things from the grocery store. You name it, people did it. And it was like everybody was moving out of fear, wearing these masks. I mean, make this make sense. Michael Jackson been wearing a mask forever.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he know that we didn't know?
That we didn't.
And they took him out. They made this doctor give him extra pills to kill him. But that's a topic for another discussion. But yeah, like even here at school, like you got punished if you didn't wear a mask. And it's almost like an attack on your rights, ain't it? Like
mm-hmm.
you're gonna force me to wear this mask. Like I can't breathe. I have respiratory issues. Or like if I work out, I gotta wear a mask. Well, what if I was in the gym. And the lady who had a mask on, and she was working out with a mask. Me and my homie was just doing what we do in the gym. And then the lady just passed out, fell backwards. Boom. I go to look at her, see if she needs some help. And then the trainer, she's like, you know, like how every gym got personal trainers.
Mm-hmm.
She's working out with the personal trainer. Personal trainer just like looking at her like she's stupid. And I'm like, this is what y'all dummies get. Like, y'all want everybody to wear these masks and not be this close to one another? It just don't really make sense to me. And if you eat fruits and vegetables, your immune system's going to be good anyways. I just believe that they made this up to scare people and then the population control.
Mm-hmm.
Because where's COVID right now?
So I'm saying we don't hear nothing about it.
Why ain't we getting another shot? Like, how many vaccines were there? There were like 4, 5.
Yeah,
like our school.
Maybe folks get vaccines.
This is so full. Like, how do you entice? Like, this is how you know that it's got something to do with population control, or they're putting microchips in us. It's because this school paid $200 or $400 for getting both shots.
I think $200 a shot.
$200 a shot. So for every vaccination you got, you get $200.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Folks was getting it.
Now tell me that ain't a trick. Tell me that ain't a fool's move. Why would
me and my family
if we got $200 to give away, why tuition go up $5,000 a year?
Me and my family never believed in it. That's why I never got it.
Never like my dad, my pops got it. Like his wife is white. Like she had it, but her symptoms was worse. Like mm-hmm. us as black people, we got like super cells, super genetics.
That's what I'm not understanding. In some cases, like I said, in my case, when I quote unquote had COVID, it wasn't that bad. Like I just had, like I said, no taste and no smell. But how is it that the quote unquote vaccine makes you feel worse than the actual virus does?
Yeah, and after every shot, you just get worse.
Yeah, that's something I never understood.
Don't sound like a vaccine to me.
That never made sense to me. Like, why is the vaccine that's technically supposed to help with this make me feel 10 times worse than it actually would if I had the virus? That just never made sense to me.
I let me see something. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of ironic, man. Because I'm looking through these celebrities. I typed in celebrity death of COVID-19. And I've been scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
You know,
I've only found 3 or 4 people. I found a woman, 76, black woman, black female. She died. A male, 86. They blamed it on COVID. Got another African-American male dead at the age of 66. Like, how old are you supposed to be when you die? How old is too old? Like, there's no way coronavirus could be a thing. Like, there was a man that used to walk this earth by the name of Dr. Sebi. I don't know if you know who that is. But Dr. Sebi believed in an alkaline diet and just basically eating natural foods from the earth that carry electricity. Because your body is a machine. Mm-hmm. It's electrical cells. And so if you're electrically wired right, then you know what I'm saying, you're going to fight off all them cells, be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a cure for cancer. Like, he cured cancer. He went to the U.S. Supreme Court, fought a case, and won. Curing cancer and HIV. They killed this man. And now it's like now people are getting between COVID and cancer. You know what I'm saying? Those are the big things. Or, you know what I'm saying? My mom got cancer. So, I mean, or had cancer. She's in remission. But cancer patients, they go and they get chemotherapy. You know what chemotherapy mm-hmm. is? It's radiation. You know, radiation kills the body from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just the disease itself, but it kills the body. This is why your hair falls out. And so, basically, why are you believing a doctor who would tell you to get radiology in your body? And then there was a whole thing I seen on the internet that there were doctors on the front line of the U.S. Congressional House fighting, telling them that what they're doing to people about jabbing them with this vaccine is crazy. But they never put that on the news, because on the news, all they do is put fear. They put fear on the news, trying to scare everybody. I was telling my mom, I told her to quit watching the news. I told her, do me a favor. I'm a communications major, so I paid it. We're both communication majors. We pay attention to things like this. Tell me how many good things pop up on the news in regards to the bad things. Let me know my ratio. She was like, there was probably one or two good things. The rest was bad. So if we're going to say if there was 10 segments on the news in an hour, it's 10 minutes a segment. Three-fourths of the hours, bad news bears. I mean, you're going to be scared. I wonder, did Bill Gates get the vaccine? That just popped in my head. And if so, or if not, why not? And if so, why not publicly come out and say it? And if so, how you still alive? How old is Bill Gates? Bill Gates, 68. The other dude was 68. I mean, he should be croaking over and falling here soon. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't wish death on anybody. Warren Buffett's 93. You think Warren Buffett got the COVID shot?
No.
I don't believe he did either. I feel like I'm just going on and rambling a little bit, getting on track and off track. But I definitely feel like I got my point across. COVID was fake. It was basically created by the government to inhibit everybody and put fear in everybody and keep everybody in the house and get fat and lazy. It was almost like a generational curse. Cursing this generation. What was it? Did it last 2 years, 3 years, something like that?
It's been almost four. more 4 years ago.
Yeah. So like, yeah, like they ain't gonna never forget this type of this. What the government did to this generation is going. It's gonna ruin them. If you ask me. But who am I? I'm just a kid who does research. Thank you all for tuning in on this week's podcast. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one.